We've been joined by Tom. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Good.
Thank you for joining us. You were commandeered here at fairly short notice to come and chat to us, so we appreciate that.
That's all in a day's work.
Now, you are a local.
I am, yeah. I live in Campbell.
You don't sound like a local, but you are you're living as a local.
No, I'm where I'm from is further south, but no, I've been living in Campbell now for over 5 years.
Okay.
For people who don't know, I guess everyone will know the new area, but it's just down the 1198, about 15 minutes from where we are here.
Yes. So you're an interesting person to talk to from the perspective of somebody who is going to be directly affected by the benefits of this once it's finished, but somebody who's also been working on it for, have you been working on it since the start?
I've been here about 4 years now.
Okay.
So from the start. Section 3, I was one of the first boots out on the ground, just setting up the compound on the big bean field, which is just by the Woodgreen Animal Shelter, which we turn into our office.
Okay.
So, yeah, a good 4 years, and I really will benefit because I'm coming to the end now. And coming to the end, I'm looking at my next job, and my next job will actually make use of the A14. Yeah, so
you'll have to use it together.
Well, at the moment, I'm going to have to use the route that that everyone's using at the moment now. But as soon as the road opens, I'll be able to cut my journey down quite a lot to get to my new workplace.
Yeah. So have you been involved in construction on the roads for a while? Was it just convenience that this project happened to be on your doorstep?
Yeah, I have diversified. I was living in London and we moved out to East Anglia just because my wife's in the science industry.
Okay.
And I was working on local frameworks and this job came up, and it's a one in a kind of lifetime to have a big construction job on your doorstep.
Yeah.
So I had to get part of it.
Okay.
Which is why I'm here, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, for somebody that works here on a day-to-day basis, you know, we all go to work, we have an office or whatever, so somewhere centrally that we report to. When you get up in the morning and you come to work, how does your day work out?
Early start if you're in construction. when I get up, I come up, luckily for me, it's just a 15-minute commute,
yeah.
So it's really lucky in construction. And when I get up into the office here, usually we're trying to get out for 7 o'clock in the morning. So it's a really early start. I come in, we get the starter shift briefing from the foreman, find out the job for the day. And then we go out to the designated area. And that changes all the time. So when people told me I was getting to construction, it was all about, it's a real, every day is different. That's what they tell you to get you into it, but actually every day is different.
Yeah.
I'm not sure now whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. You're constantly doing something different and changing location. But we've got a central location. We all congregate every morning at Ermine Street, and then we all just go to our different work areas over the day.
Okay.
Now, Tom, I've got a very important question.
Shoot.
So far, I haven't noticed any kind of tea truck, bacon sandwich truck. Where do you guys eat? I mean, there's no Little Chef now, apparently. That's closed down. I found out today.
I'm devastated. This morning. Sorry.
Well, you know, do you use the services?
Yeah, so I know the guys in Section 4, they've got more in the way of the services on their doorstep. Up in Section 3 here, a lot of guys will know their own little cafes that they go to. So there'll be some in God Manchester, there'll be some in Papworth, and everyone, depending on what kind of thing they like to eat, will go at different times between 11 and 1, depending on what you're doing.
So you're using the local businesses and the local...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I've got my own ones that I like to go to, treat myself to, especially on Fridays. I'll disappear to go and to those various ones. There's also some of the local businesses. So when we're working out on Hilton Road, for example, there's a few local businesses there, which while you're working, it's great to get a bit of local fruit. So on the break, you might pop in there and just pick something up.
Oh, okay.
So we find a way.
Yeah, I presume they would just be catering on site and it would be a lot more, you know, you'd have your own sort of facilities. But actually,
because it's such a massive job. Some of the sections do have the catering facility. In Section 3, we're using some of the local local cafes, and we do have a sandwich van that comes in. It comes at 2 times in the mornings, and some guys make use of that. So it just depends what you're after, and obviously some guys will use the canteen which we have. So we got a canteen for about 100 operatives for Section 3. It can take. So it just depends on the guys. Yeah.
So this has changed, obviously, massively from when you first came here. It was just a field.
Oh yeah, and I speak to a lot of the farmers, and you know, they always speak to me about how much it's changed. It's been really dramatic year on year. We've got some great aerial footage, which just shows you the massive progress that we've kind of been doing year on year. I mean, where we're standing now was just if you look at a photograph a year ago, it's just so different, and a lot of the works. You'll see us working will be a lot of the stuff in the ground, and when you get to the end, it gets really satisfying when you start doing the finishing touches and you start getting the white lines down, because that really brings your shape. Especially I've been working on the local access roads predominantly. I know how those are. There's so much work going in for week after week. Yeah. We're thinking, what are they doing? We're doing all the below ground stuff, which is a shame, because a lot of the work just gets buried and you don't get to see it. Yeah. Which is part of construction. And we do a lot of great work underground, and then we cover it up. So when we get to this stage of the project and you do the finishing touches, then people suddenly go, well, that's what they've been doing all this time. They've been getting ready for that big road.
And in your industry, do you think, whenever you travel anywhere, do you just think in roads? Do you know, is it just, you know, every road?
Does that make me a sad person?
No. No, useful, I would think.
Yeah, the problem is, as soon as you do anything in the business, you just can't look at what you've built the same way. Every time you're driving over something, you can see the foundations. And at this stage of the game now, I'm starting to look at the landscaping, and I've been all up into Lanicera and Phragmites and all different types of plants.
Oh, wow.
Which need to go out and kind of development of ecological areas. So it's,
But you obviously know this stretch very, very well.
Yeah, really, really well. I know these local access roads like you cannot believe.
Will it be surreal for you actually driving on it when it's all open as well as us? Or do you think you're just used to it now?
I'm the only one who really gets excited. I take the family over these roads, and I'm super excited by it, you know. And I just want to talk about all the different details and whatever. They're not interested whatsoever. They just think, oh, come on. And I mean, that's the great thing about construction, to be honest, is that we actually get to, you know, we get to build things which are there for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And especially when you're local, it's great for me because I get to be part of this and all the side roads. So if I stay here for the next, you know, the next 20 years, I'll be bothering my kids for the next 20 years every time I go over anything, saying, you know, that's a road dad built, that's a road dad built. And I know all the other guys feel the same way, because you put a lot into these, into construction, because it's just not factory condition. You can't, especially with roads, you can't just bring in a road. You have to build the road out with materials you get from site. And it's just not like factory work in a way. It has to be done there and with what you got.
Thank you for talking to us, Tom.